Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Welcome into the Financial Flight Plan podcast. Today, we're talking about something that a lot of people are dealing with right now. No, not the coronavirus and market volatility. It's the latest scams, and there's always a new scam on the horizon trying to take advantage of people that aren't aware, maybe some older people, older demographic, but the recent one is the Social Security scam, and you've probably seen the text message or maybe gotten a voicemail and had a little concern briefly, maybe lost your breath for a second as you worried, is this actually affecting me? But we're going to talk about the scam and maybe what you need to look out for, what Social Security will not do. It will not send you, so that you can be aware when you do receive that is not for you. So let me welcome in Bree Reyes. She is investor coach and certified financial planner at Estes Financial Services, serving the Metroplex with their office right there in Fort Worth. Bree, how are you guys doing?
We are doing great. It is the spring. The markets have been a little volatile. Kids' birthday parties are starting. Ooh. It is just, yes. Yes, we're at the age now, and the spring for the Estes family is a lot of birthdays. We have Tim's birthday. Well, actually, in April, we have four birthdays. We have four birthdays in April, and then May has two. So this is birthday season for our family. And then Nate is starting to attend children's birthday parties, Which I know you haven't been to your first children's birthday party.
Right.
Let me just say, take a pill before you go, like an aspirin, because, 12 children hyped up on sugar is not my idea of a fun afternoon. And there's some pros and some cons. The first big birthday party we went to had one of those giant jungle indoor play spaces. Mm-hmm. And that was great until my child got stuck halfway through it. And my wonderful husband kicks off his shoes once he saw that you could go in there if you're of a certain age or under a certain age, which was 104. I think he secretly wanted to do it the entire time, but Nate gave him reason to. And there goes my husband spending a good chunk of the birthday party in the jungle gym helping children. God love him. He is a child at heart. And I love that about him because I'm not. So it balances us out. So that was interesting. That was great. It was at a facility. They provided pizza. It was great for the parents. But the only negative with that one is when you go to facilities, and I have a feeling this is what we're going to do for Nate's birthday party, they usually frown on adult beverages. It's a pretty sober crowd. The second birthday party, which was the next weekend that we went to, was at a home with a bounce house. The nice thing about having it in the home is we could have a lovely glass of wine. The food was fabulous. But now the pressure's on because the kids were invited to these two parties, and Nate's party's coming up pretty soon. I mean, the end of April, and everybody's looking at me and I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do. None. I know that I probably don't want it in my house.
No.
So then we're going to end up in one of those facilities. It's crazy. And now with coronavirus going around, I don't know if I can get paper plates. I'm a little bit concerned.
Yeah, no paper towels to be found. That's for sure.
That's for sure. I mean, do people not remember dishcloths? It's one thing. But anyway, I'm going to have to pull out my linen napkins for these children. I'm starting to get a little concerned about that, quite frankly.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned the sugar high. Can I at least expect to have a nice crash on the back end of that where they sleep for hours and hours?
We did not. We left the party napless. We got home. We tried to nap. That did not happen. But I will say that night, he pretty much did go down. So
okay,
it was like four extra hours of pure sugar, though. And I don't know how he ended up with two cupcakes because I gave him one.
Kids will find a way. They always do.
Well, and part of the problem is the parents at his school, a lot of us know each other pretty well. And so I'm sure somebody saw Nate and knew Nate wanted one and just handed it to him. But he did not need the second cupcake.
Yeah, see, I've got to learn the etiquette at these parties, too. That's the other thing I've got to learn. Like, you cannot give in to other people's kids or cannot give somebody else's kids a cupcake. Let their parents handle everything, right?
Right. Hey, Bree, Nate looks starving. Now, there are a few parents that I trust my child with probably more than myself. and they know who they are and they're listening, and I love you guys. And if they hand him something, I don't even think about it. But outside of that very small group of people, I do kind of, it's a little bit like, hey, you don't know if, now he has no current food allergies, but he did when he was a baby. And so you don't know if he's allergic to something. You got to be real careful with that type of thing.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. Well, I got a lot to learn. I do know that. That's for sure. But I guess that's part of parenting. You learn along the way. You make the mistakes and you learn from them.
Hopefully, because I've got a long way to go.
Well, I love it. Well, good luck to you. We'll be thinking about you over the next month or so as these.
Oh yeah, we've got a birthday almost every week.
Well, there's nothing else going on now in the world, so there's a lot of free time for birthday parties, I guess, with everything being canceled. So
yes, we don't get to watch any March Madness, but I can attend a bunch of children's birthday parties. You know what I love? I love March Madness. Bring back my basketball.
Yeah. What a trade out. All right, well, let's jump into today's main topic. If you haven't joined us before, Bree is investor coach and certified financial planner at Estes Financial Services. If you have missed any past episodes, you can find them all online at estesfinancial.net. Make sure you get subscribed while you're there, too, and get the next one delivered right to you. Get a notification that it's been published and released. We'll have a new episode every other week for you to listen to. So let's jump into today's, and it's how to avoid being a victim of the current Social Security scam. And Bree, take me through what we're seeing right now. What is the current scam that's happening?
There are a ton of current Social Security scams. The one that I've seen most recently is the text message scam. But the email scams are also pretty relevant, and the phone call scams are also going around like crazy. Why? Because it's the start of tax season. So these scam type things have kind of, they're all year round, but you'll see them get hot and heavy during certain seasons. The biggest one, April 15th, and then maybe again in the fall before the delayed filing date. So it's just something to think about. When it comes to the text message to cell phones, right now what I'm seeing and what I have in my hot little hand on my own phone is a text message asking me to call Social Security, telling them that there's a problem with my Social Security number. And this sent a couple of red flags to me. The first one being, I have everything pretty well locked down. So I know, and I went on ssa.gov to confirm this, that the number that they want me to call back on is not a government phone number. I also know that you only get text messages from Social Security if you've requested them or subscribe to get updates from them. They don't just randomly send out text messages like this. Or unless I'm trying to log into the website and they want that two-factor identification where they, you know, say, okay, if you want to log in, we're going to send you a text message to your phone. You type it in the computer, we'll let you in. It's actually a good security measure. So I happen to know that this text message is false, but it's really, really convincing, which is why I wanted to talk about this today. Because I see too many of these, and it's easy to fall victim to them. I happen to know Social Security never asks for payment in cash or in gift cards or in mail a check or, well, you don't ever mail cash. Checks they accept. They don't ask for retail gift cards. There's no wire transfers, no Bitcoin. You don't pay by internet currency, and you don't mail cash to the Social Security agency. So they also won't threaten you with arrest. This is one that I see a lot. Well, if you don't pay us off now, we're gonna arrest you. That's not the way Social Security works. That's not the way the legal system in our country currently works. It's okay. The people that start threatening you, that's not the Social Security office. They also won't promise you a better benefit if you pay now. They don't negotiate. Don't negotiate with terrorists. They are not negotiation. If I send them all of my money now, they will not up my benefit when I retire later on. You can't bribe Social Security. Like I said, they don't require payment by retail gift card, wire transfer, enter Bitcoin, or cash. None of those things. Why? Because all of those are untraceable. Once you send a gift card to Target to Social Security, you cannot later on track that or track their purchases or find them back. It doesn't work out well for you. They also don't send official letters or reports with your personal information via the mail. So they're not going to send you a personal letter with your personal information. Now, it may have the last four digits of your social or something along those lines, but it's never going to have your full Social Security number on it. If you do owe money to the IRS, you're going to get a nice little scary letter from them. But the difference between what I talked about before and a real IRS notification is it has payment options and appeal rights. You can appeal what they think you owe them. The real IRS will tell you that. The fake scam IRS will not. They'll demand payment in a random Target gift card. So be very cautious when you receive unsolicited calls, emails, or texts from any government agency, especially when it's a financial transaction. And maybe bring it up, talk about it with a trusted family member, friend, your certified financial planner, your investment coach. We have people all the time sending us emails. Hey, I got this weird email. Does this mean anything? No, it's a scam. Delete it. Please don't click the link. Delete it first. And if you receive a call, text, or email that you're suspicious about, especially if it has your social security or account number on it, report it. Report it. And the agency has a dedicated online form to report these types of things. It's the email address is https://O as in Oscar, I as in igloo, G as in grape, .ssa.gov. Report the scams. The more we let the IRS know this is going on and we don't just block them on our phone, hopefully maybe they can stop them. Because if you're like me, you're getting 5,000 scam calls a day. And it's really easy just to hit block. But that doing that, I know that that doesn't actually stop it.
Right. It stops it for you, but it doesn't protect somebody else maybe from falling victim. So that website again, oig.ssa.gov, because I wasn't aware of that website where you could report this stuff. I just thought you kind of had to deal with it. Because the ones I've been getting recently, Bree, have been, I've gotten Social Security. IRS is another big one that I get all the time.
Oh,
you owe money IRS to the IRS. Call now or else you will be arrested. And now I've been getting student loan debt calls. I never even had student loan debt. I was fortunate enough. My dad was in the military, so the GI Bill covered my education. But still, and they've even gotten so creative where the last one I got wasn't a recording. The recordings kind of tip you off. It was probably a recording, but it was an actual person telling me, hey, I've been trying to get in touch with you. I've called you a couple of times. I've emailed you. Why haven't you called me back? This is so urgent that you get back in touch with me. So they get more and more clever every time. So it's easy to fall victim to these things.
Oh, yeah. The ones that I get Social Security, I get IRS all the time. I get the student loans, which I also didn't have student loans, but my husband did, which were almost paid off. So I'm like, yeah, no, I know what our balance is. I look at every month. No. And then the other one I've gotten a lot is my car warranty.
Oh, yeah. I just got that too.
My car's been paid off for like 2 years now, but apparently I'm almost outside of my extended warranty. And can I please... Yeah,
factory warranty. I got that one, yeah, I think, literally yesterday. That's hilarious that you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, the factory warranty calls me once a day. And so at least with the Social Security scams, we can report them. We can hopefully the government can catch these bad guys, because really I worry about maybe the population that isn't as tech savvy as you and I are is a little more trusting. Maybe is also not as suspicious as you and I are.
Right.
And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in my own family. My grandmother-in-law, they got a call like this and they got really, really scared. And thank God my father-in-law talked them out of it, because they were going to send a bunch of money and they didn't know anything. So it's just something to be aware of, and maybe check in with your older members of your family that aren't as tech savvy, that are more, maybe a little more trusting, maybe a little more afraid of doing something wrong, and make sure that they know that they can talk to you about this type of thing.
Yeah, I always wonder what's that scam going to be when we're, 65, 70, 75 years old, Bree. What do you think that scam's going to be that we're going to fall for? Because we're not going to have, it's the new technology, whatever that new technology is that we're going to have no idea about. They're going to be like, oh, this sounds like it's correct.
The kidnapped child. The phone call from my kid's phone.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, I've just kidnapped your kid.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Because I know me, and we're starting to see it. Like,
really?
There's a version of that happening now.
Because, yeah, they can make it appear that it's calling from your... Yeah, because I've gotten a call from my own number before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't trust anybody these days, Bree.
Trust but verify, people.
Always.
Trust but verify. And that's the reason that we put together I'm segueing here. The tax-free toolkit is, you want to know your numbers. You want to know how much you actually have to pay in taxes. And I think most people... I've been argued with a few times, but I think most people don't want to pay more in taxes than they actually owe. Because if you do, and you mess up, and you maybe don't take advantage of tax strategies or tax planning in the first place, and you pay extra money that you could have avoided paying, you don't get any type of gold star or certificate suitable for framing from the IRS. They just take your money and move on. So what most people don't think about when we talk about taxes in retirement is any qualified money, that 401k pre-tax money that you put away, your thrift savings plan pre-tax money, your IRAs from former employers that are all pre-tax, all of those dollars don't belong to you. A portion of those dollars, and how much that portion is, that percentage, depends on your tax bracket and depends on tax codes when you go to take money out of it, but a portion of that money belongs to the IRS. Belongs to Uncle Sam, belongs to the government. It needs to be taxed. And so as part of that, a trust but verify nature we have around here, we put together a book, our financial flight plan book, 7 Lessons to Save Your Retirement, we wrote with our good friend Dan Caprell. And it's a really good way to look at your retirement and realize what is yours and what is maybe not necessarily yours. And we send this out free to anyone who requests it. You can either call our office, 817-444-8402, or shoot us an email, visit our website, shoot us an email, and request it. But it's important to start thinking about this. It's important to start thinking about taxes and retirement, because right now we're in some of the lowest tax brackets we have been in a long, long time. And it's important to take advantage of it while we can.
Yeah, no question. The website is estesfinancial.net. Thanks for being a listener of this podcast, and Bree takes care of you for being that. So thank you for being a part of that, and thank you for sharing that too, Bree. That is important. Trust but verify, the lesson that you have to take away from this show, if nothing else.
It's getting to know you time.
Hey. Time now for getting to know Bree. It is what we do every show. We have a question for Bree to get to know her outside of the financial world today. I like this question. If you had to be stuck at one age, one era of your life forever, Bree, what would you pick? What age?
I had a lot of fun in college, but I feel like I'm finally starting to come into my own now. So probably now. I mean, I don't necessarily love the fact that I'm not getting 8 hours of continuous sleep. And quite frankly, I hate potty training. But I love the work that we're doing here at Estes. I love the opportunity that I'm getting to work with Dad before he eventually retires, or which he claims he's going to do. He's not always. he likes to have his hand in the pie, he likes to know what's going on. Even when he does take a day off, we send him end of day reports and we talk at least 3 times a day. But I'm enjoying this part of my life. And the friends that I'm making now, I feel like are a good tribe for me to have, good people that support me. And it's my husband's the greatest. And Nate's pretty darn cute. So I'm pretty happy.
Good.
I'm pretty happy.
It's awesome to be happy in your current situation. So that's a great answer for sure. I mean, college was fun, but there's something special about, being in charge of your career, having that family, and being able to enjoy all that as well. We're not going to bring back the red-haired Bree. At least not.
We're not. No, that's not for the last podcast. For those of you who haven't listened yet, I've had people ask. Actually, they won't ask me. They'll ask Tim when I leave the room, was that her natural hair color? Because my hair is naturally wavy. So, yeah. I'm like, nah. Yeah, and Tim has to go, I don't think so.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
Let's move out to the mailbag and get to a question from a listener. You can always send them in at estesfinancial.net. You can send them through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever your preferred method is. You can email them as well, or you can call the office at 817-444-8402. Today's question comes from Tim, not your father, Tim, I don't believe. Another Tim.
He says, got to be another Tim.
He says, I've had the same financial advisor for 20 years, but it seems like he's phasing out of the business and passing things on to a younger advisor in the firm. Should we stick with them, or is it time to find someone new? We haven't interacted with a new advisor much, but I can tell I'm already a little frustrated by how long it takes to get an email response back to our questions.
Ooh. As a younger advisor in a firm, I kind of come at this two different ways. Should you stick with them, or is it time to find someone new? It's always a good idea to interview to make sure that you find a team that you like. at Estes Financial Services, we're as much interviewing new clients as they're interviewing us, because most of our clients, the people that we've been with, I mean, we open up our home to them at Christmas for our Christmas parties. They're our friends. They're people that we care about and really deeply care for. And it's very hard when we take on a client that we realize much later on is maybe not a right fit for us. And so we tend to interview our clients and make that decision, because we don't want it to be your financial relationship, your wealth relationship is kind of an intimate one. It's a close relationship. And if you're not enjoying it, if you already are a little frustrated, it's something to definitely A, bring to their attention. So let them know, hey, I'm a little frustrated. I haven't heard back from you. That's never a bad thing. Telling somebody you're frustrated is never a bad thing. But B, go out and meet other teams. I like the team approach. I love working in a team as a certified financial planner, because it gives our clients the ability to talk to both of us and to get two different views on things. Dad and I do not always view a financial plan the same way or a portfolio the same way. And so it's nice for our clients to have the benefit of having an older advisor who's been around a little while, and then a younger advisor who is, I'm not going to say new because I've been in the business 15 years, but over 15 years, but kind of brings some different ideas to the table. So I like the team approach, but if you're not happy and you're already frustrated, I think it's time to go interview other teams, because unless you bring it up to them and major changes happen, it's just going to continually frustrate you.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. Tim, hopefully that helps you out. And, you know, you can always reach out to Bree's team if you want to talk to somebody new. Estes Financial Services is happy to help you there. But again, look around. You never know what's out there. Somebody might match up better with your personality and your goals as well. If you ever have a question for Bree or Tim or the team at Estes Financial, you can call them at 817-444-8402 or log on to estesfinancial.net. There you'll also find every single podcast episode that we've had. You can listen to them and go back and re-listen if you missed anything, and catch up all right there. But hit subscribe while you're on your podcasting app, so the next one will be notified when it comes out. Bree, thanks for your time today. Great discussion. I hope everybody is aware of the scams that are out there. Trust but verify. That is important, but you always have one final message for our listeners.
Yes, I do. Go out and lead an abundant life.